What's up, everybody? I hope your day is going well. And I was just thinking, I've been keeping up with a lot of the things that's going on in the National Football League. And it's crazy to me that New Orleans is acting the way they are about losing that playoff game, the championship, NFC championship game. It's just crazy to me. I mean, mistakes like that get made by the referees every year. It does suck. And I know if it was my team in that spot, I'd feel the same way. But at the same time, those mistakes get made every year. And no, they're not going to replay that game, the last couple minutes of the game, to see what the outcome is from that point. What's done is done. It does suck. The Saints were done that way, but at the same time, I'm not a Saints fan. I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan, but I know if that was my team, I'd be pretty upset. But all you can do at this point is get over it and just pray that you make it back next year. And, you know, how would that work? To me, that wouldn't be fair to whichever team won the second scenario. Even if they did let them play out the last 2 minutes, then could you imagine them trying to prepare to play the Super Bowl directly after that? And I'm pretty sure they wouldn't give them 2 weeks of preparation if they replayed that game. If they did, it surprised me. With scheduling and all the way that everybody has already put together their week or weekend of events. But anyway, you know, you always have those teams that turn into sore losers if things don't go their way. I'm sure if the tables would have been turned, New Orleans wouldn't want to play the last 2 minutes over if they were the ones that were going to the Super Bowl. But with that being said, just let it go. Nothing you can do about it at this point. Besides, either watch the game or not watch the game, but just quit whining about it, because I really don't think anything is going to change about what happened with that situation. Yes, it was a bad call, but there was lots of bad calls in both games. And there's a lot of plays that a lot of us would like to see redone. You know, everybody would like to see a redo of a lot of these plays. You see bad plays, you see bad calls. It's just part of the game. It's human error. It's gonna happen. Anyway, we got a week before the Super Bowl is here. Super Bowl is taking place in my home state, my city of Atlanta, my state of Georgia. Super Bowl is going down in just 7 days. Super Bowl 53, that's right. And I cannot wait. We got the New England Patriots taking on the LA Rams. I hope it's a good Super Bowl. I hope it's an entertaining Super Bowl. No major injuries happen to either team. And everybody just comes out, plays a good game, and that's a good, entertaining game. There's going to be lots of stuff going on around town, lots of concerts, all different types of events for young and old. Should be a good time in Atlanta. I'm going to try to get out to some of the events and take some pictures and stuff, with it being one of those kind of once-in-a-lifetime type of events, you know, the Super Bowl taking place in your city. I'm going to try to take advantage of what I can afford to take advantage of, because I also know that Super Bowl is going to be ridiculously priced, everything that's going on around town. So if you're familiar with the area, and if you're not familiar with the area, I highly recommend taking MARTA. It'll make it easier to get around town, make it easier to walk from place to place, event to event. So I highly recommend MARTA. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find me MARTA Station Park and then walk to some of the events. And also, just right outside of Atlanta, maybe 5-10 minutes away, is Shaq's event he's having at SunTrust Park, Battery, Atlanta, where the Atlanta Braves play. The whole event that he has going on there seems like it's going to be a really good time. It's one of the more affordable events going on around town. That may be one of the things that I check out while I'm out and about doing all the Super Bowl festivities. it should be pretty cool. Just a lot of cool things going around town in Atlanta. Even though the Atlanta Braves aren't playing right now, they're making some pretty good moves so far. They picked up Josh Donaldson as a third baseman. They re-signed hometown boy Nick Markakis, to a one-year deal. So those are some pretty good moves that they're making. The Hawks are on the road because of all the Super Bowl festivities. But John Collins and Trae Young both have been playing well. So that's always good to hear. And I'm hoping that all of my Atlanta teams are making a turnaround. Well, with the exclusion of the Atlanta United, they have to make a turnaround. They're doing just fine where they're at. They just won a championship. And they're getting ready to start their third season. And they just signed Pity Martinez. So everything for the Atlanta United is looking up. I just need my Atlanta Falcons and my Atlanta Braves to make their turnaround and start doing some things like the Atlanta United is doing and in some of these other teams around the league. We just need Atlanta Falcons just to really step it up from what they did this past season. That's not acceptable in my book. So hopefully they're going to make a turnaround in the year coming up. I hope that they do. There's been some other funny stuff going on around in the NFL as well. I wanted to talk about Derek Carr challenged Stephen A. to a UFC fight. That'd be pretty funny. And they actually, the Vegas odds, put their money on Stephen A. I mean, that's pretty messed up, Derek Carr. You're an NFL quarterback, and they don't even feel like you can beat Stephen A. Smith. That's funny. Anyway, on to the next thing. I'm going to touch back a little bit on the Super Bowl. I forgot to mention all the Georgia ties that we got participating in the Super Bowl. We got Sony Michel, which is a running back for the New England Patriots. We got Todd Gurley, who's a running back for the LA Rams. We got Sean McVay, is the head coach of the LA Rams. Now, Sonny Michel and Todd Gurley were teammates at UGA, which is pretty cool. And Sean McVay grew up in Georgia. He went to Marist High School, which is over at Brookhaven, Georgia. If you're not familiar with it, Marist High School is Brookhaven, Georgia. Anyway, it's pretty cool that we got all those ties to Georgia going on, you know, either in the Super Bowl, on the field or off the field. It's pretty cool that we got all those types of ties going on with the Super Bowl. Anyway, like I've said in the past, my name's Melvin Williams III. I go by Trey. I appreciate you listening to my podcast. Holler at me if you see me in the streets. You can find me on Instagram as Menzel33. You can find me on Facebook as Menzel Washington. And you can find me on Twitter at MW3BME. At MW3BME is another way you can find me, which that's on Twitter. You know, look me up. Get familiar with who I am, what I look like. So if you see me out and about, talk to me. Let me know if you've been checking out the podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And I'll talk to you soon. Everybody have a good day, good evening, good morning, whatever it is you may be in. And I'll talk to everyone again soon. Later.